When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello, and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Sup?
And also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Salutations.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So now that I'm confident, after our last conversation, that I can get just about anywhere I want, mostly safely, as long as I bring enough money, watch the bus driver, don't ask for wings on a plane, trains have a big either way, moving on. Let's say, you know, America, you know, the great outdoors. Let's say I want to go camping. Nothing go wrong with that. I mean, we've already talked about how the ninja bears are in my backyard, so they're not out in the woods where they actually should be.
Right.
Nothing go wrong, right?
That's not true, Jeff. The bears are everywhere.
They are?
They're just waiting for you to let down your guard, and then nom.
Yeah, and that's what's the problem with the bears in the forest, is that the youngest bears are the most dangerous, because they don't know how to control their venom yet.
They don't?
No.
Isn't that, like, part of the learning process of being a bear?
No, they learn it when they go into adulthood, at their bear mitzvah.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, they always travel in packs. So
well,
many horrible jokes to be made now, so I'm gonna just give myself a moment.
But if the bears don't get you, you have to worry about the moths. And I know you have to worry about the moths. And if the moths don't get you, you have to worry about the squirrels.
Squirrels, really?
Squirrels. Because I don't know if you know this about squirrels, but they are vindictive little boogers, and they will watch you, and they will wait for you to come by with a little bit of food, and then they will jump on you from the trees, and they will attack you to get your food. And I know this because this has happened to me.
Oh, personal experience. That's always
personal
a good way
experience.
To start the conversation.
Attack squirrels. Yeah.
All right, so I have to worry about ninja bears, but mostly just the young ones, because they haven't gone through their bar mitzvah yet. Moths, which, I mean, they're already eating their way through my pantries, so I couldn't escape them out the outdoors either. And then dive-bombing kamikaze squirrels. That's what I gotta deal with out in the outdoors when I go camping?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's an upside almost at this point. So, you've convinced me not to go out camping. How about I just go to a nice B&B, like one that's, you know, more nature-y. That's, like, the best of both worlds, right?
Depends on who's just running this quote-unquote bed and breakfast, Jeff.
Oh, you know, like the friendly people who run B&Bs. I'm assuming a couple, because, you know, it's a decent amount of work to run a B&B.
That's what you get for assuming, Jeff. Mm-hmm. They can look like a regular, ordinary couple, but secretly be skinning their guests and turning them into lampshades, bed sheets, guitar cases and covers.
I mean, that's a very, psycho kind of thing, I guess, but we're not past that point?
Again, from personal experience, I just so happen to have grown up in a bed and breakfast.
Oh, no, Chrissy. Say it's not true.
I did not do that.
That's a good thing. Don't,
That was close.
Don't go on record.
They did not do that. Here's the thing. It's not the people that run the bed and breakfast you need to worry about. It's the kind of people that go to bed and breakfasts.
Hey, what are you saying about me?
I'm saying that if you are the bed and breakfast type of person, you probably want to converse nonstop with the people around you and share happy experiences and just sit on the couch for hours chatting about the woodland creatures. And for me, that is, like, the worst thing. It's just strangers coming in to your space and thinking that they're part of your shared experience now, and so they have some sort of, you know, hold on your life and all of your time just because you're sharing the same bed and breakfast and eating the same, you know, cute little cookies and pancakes and whatnot.
I don't know about you, but I'm pretty much convinced I need to go to a bed and breakfast right now. I'm not sure how you feel about me at this point, but man, you're selling bread and breakfasts like nobody's business. Were you like the spokesman for your parents' business?
Actually, I was.
You would have done a great job. So, I was going to think about, after I've had a great time at the bed and breakfast, you know, there's touristy things to do, right? I mean, you go to like a big touristy thing, say you want to go to like Vegas. I mean, that's a fun town to go just hang out and have fun with your friends, right? I mean, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas is their tagline, so only great things can happen, right?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, unless you're talking about herpes. Never forget that.
Ooh, yeah.
Herpes does not stay in Vegas.
Gift that keeps on giving there. Whew. How about Disneyland? That's herpes free, right?
Herpes free, yes. Measles free, no.
But I'm vaccinated. I'm good to go, right?
Not necessarily, because see, vaccines don't work at 100% all the time. So there's a possibility that there's a strain of measles that you could actually still catch, because if the herd immunity has gone down and there are unvaccinated people around you, then you are still vulnerable, even as a vaccinated member of society.
I mean, I guess Disneyland is about the biggest petri dish you could find out there. Good point. All right. Let's skip the big tourism then, because I don't need any new diseases. How about small tourism? Like, you know, like a beach town. Beach towns are great, right? I mean, you just go there, you hang out, maybe get a used book, an antique, because they all seem to have those kind of shops.
Get some sea glass in your feet.
Ooh. No, that's not what I want at all. No sea glass in my feet.
Get bit by a shark?
Oh.
Stung by a jellyfish.
What if I don't go in the ocean? If I stay out of the ocean, I'd be good, right?
You get stabbed by a beach cruiser gang.
Fair enough.
Your swim trunks could be invaded by little sand crabs.
I thought we were going to leave the venereal diseases in Vegas.
Not those kinds of crabs, Jeff.
Oh.
They're virgin crabs.
Well, that's good. I mean, that means they haven't gotten through their bar mitzvah, and they're just going to be happy crabs then, right? Or do they not have those? Under the sea.
Little singing crabs. Your swim trunks will be invaded by little singing crabs.
That sounds worse than actually getting the disease crabs, honestly, because could you imagine going places, you go into the restroom, you know, you gotta do your thing, and suddenly serenations happening all around you? I mean, you'd be the laughingstock of anywhere you ever went.
You'd crawl up your back and sit on your head and start directing all of the other creatures around you. Giant chorus.
Oh, now you have head crabs? Man, this is getting worse than that Steam game. I don't know, head crabs, that's all I remember it had. And, like, giant saw blades. Half-Life? That's right. I mean, this is a good point to say that you'd be... Alright, so we've covered all the horrible things that could happen to you in a beach town, whether they be more fantastic or not. How about the small, kind of, like, shenanigans places, like Enchanted Forest south of Salem, or, like, Shanghai Tunnels in Portland? Nothing can go wrong when you go to those things, right? I mean, you're surrounded by other tourists. You're only there for a short while.
Okay, now hear me out on this. Because where there are tourists, there are cameras.
Go on.
And there's just people taking your picture like crazy. And then what happens is that you end up being posted all over the internet in the backs of all of these people's pictures.
Ah, photobombing.
Well, but on accident. But somebody out there sees you in all of these places and starts thinking, oh, there's something here. Why is this person in all of these different people's pictures? And then before you know it, you are at the center of somebody's conspiracy theory. And they are hunting you down to try to figure you out because you are the key to unlocking the Illuminati.
They're the spider with a yarn web and they're going to track down the juicy fly that is you.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's National Treasure's entire plot for their third movie, right?
Yes.
Didn't see National Treasure? It's okay, they were horrible movies.
Didn't see National Treasure.
Alright.
But they made a lot of money. Horrible, but lucrative.
That sounds a lot like most of the things on the internet. Alright, so... I have lots of diseases and...
I'm sorry, Jeff.
...like activities to look forward to when I'm going to different destinations. That's always... I mean, I'm walking away, so I feel like that's a win at the end of the day.
It is.
Jeremiah and Chrissy, why don't you give our fond audience your fond farewells?
You probably won't die tonight.
And you'll probably wake up tomorrow morning.
Yep, thanks for joining.
Bye.
Good night.
Oh, I should probably have my thing open so I can read it. Hello, and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash first thing that could ever happen.
You can start over, Jeff.
All right.
Ready, set, go. No more laughing.
Not
totally keeping this in.